Time and Death and Love by Madison Julius Carwine. Read for LibriVox.org by Algy Pug. Last night I watched for death, so sick of life was I, when in the street beneath I heard his watchman cry the hour while passing by. I called, and in the night I heard him stop below, his owlish lanthorn's light blurring the windy snow. How long the time, and slow! I said, "Why dost thou cower there at my door and knock? Come in, it is the hour. Cease fumbling at the lock. Naught's well, 'tis no o'clock." Black through the door with him swept in the winter's breath. His cloak was great and grim, but he, who smiled beneath, had the face of love, not death. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Time and Death and Love by Madison Julius Carwine. Read for LibriVox.org by Ardalion. Last night I watched for death, so sick of life was I, when in the street beneath I heard his watchman cry the hour while passing by. I called, and in the night I heard him stop below, his owlish lanthorn's light blurring the windy snow. How long the time and slow! I said, "Why dost thou cower there at my door and knock? Come in, it is the hour. Cease fumbling at the lock. Not so well, 'tis no o'clock." Black through the door with him, swept in the winter's breath, his cloak was great and grim, but he who smiled beneath had the face of love, not death. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Time and Death and Love by Madison Julius Carwine. Read for LibriVox.org by Bruce Kachuk. Last night I watched for death, so sick of life was I, when in the street beneath I heard his watchman cry the hour while passing by. I called, and in the night I heard him stop below, his owlish lanthorn's light blurring the windy snow. How long the time, and slow! I said, "Why dost thou cower there at my door and knock? Come in, it is the hour. Cease fumbling at the lock. Naught's well, 'tis no o'clock." Black through the door with him swept in the winter's breath. His cloak was great and grim, but he who smiled beneath had the face of love, not death. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Time and Death and Love by Madison Julius Carwine. Read for LibriVox.org by Claudia Salto. Last night I watched for death, so sick of life was I, when in the street beneath I heard his watchman cry the hour while passing by. I called, and in the night I heard him stop below, his owlish lanthorn's light blurring the windy snow. How long the time, and slow! I said, "Why dost thou cower there at my door and knock? Come in, it is the hour. Cease fumbling at the lock. Naught's well, 'tis no o'clock." Black through the door with him swept in the winter's breath, his cloak was great and grim, but
Sample complete. Ready to continue?